Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Hi, it's Christine McCarrick.
Okay, thank you. I have the address 617 Greendale Avenue. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm waiting for the account details. Looks like the previous agent canceled the account to prevent further charges. All right. So you want to tell me a little about what's going on?
Sure. I was just caught off guard today because my credit card company contacted me that they suspected fraud. And I saw the charge. I didn't recognize it. So when I called my credit card company back, they gave me your phone number. And I called in and I said, you know, what's this in regards to? And the clerk, she was very, very nice. And she was being very helpful. And at the end of the day, what appears has happened is about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I had a survey that was provided to me. I think it was through a company like Home Depot. And they said, can you answer a few questions, blah, blah, blah. And if you do, you win this watch or something. I think you even had a choice of things. But it said, basically, you complete the survey, you get the watch. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. And I was like, you know, what the hell? I had a few minutes. I'm like, I'll do it. And they disclosed that the shipping was like $5 or $6. I said, okay. And I got the watch a period later. Fine. You know, it's a basic, inexpensive watch. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's sitting in its box. I haven't used it. And when I was talking to the woman, she then disclosed I was charged currently $67 and change, and I was charged previously another $67 and change a month ago. And it's some type of a revolving charge for some type of a sweepstakes, which I have never participated in. And then I can also get an email that I get some type of a coupon to shop at your company. And she said, if you look in your spam folder, you'll probably find this discount coupon or something to shop at our company. And I said, well, that sounds all nice and good. But I said, I don't know what your company sells, so I wouldn't buy a coupon or something in advance for something like you might only sell power tools. And, you know, I'm a girl that never picked up. I mean, it's kind of a backwards thing. And I said, I did not sign up for that. I was clearly told I was only paying for the shipping and handling of this watch that I won. I got the watch because I did a job, which was fill out a survey. And she said that she would stop the reoccurring charges right away. She did offer some type of a discount on the current charge of $67. And I said, this charge just went through like an hour or two ago. And I said, it hasn't even been used this month at all by any means because it was just charged. And she, even though she offered, I think it was 15% or 30% and then maybe 50% on this month, which is $30, it should be absolved entirely because it hasn't been used this month. And secondly, I still have the charge from last month. And she did believe she was doing 100% job. I think she did a nice job, but I think this needed to be elevated to a supervisor. And I hate to say, I'm a person, I'm not a gambler, I'm not a coupon hunter. I've never been on your website until a few minutes ago to see what it was that you were selling, because she told me that's what you guys do, is that you sell products. I had no idea. And that's the sum of it.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Yeah, this is for, it looks like you received a free welcoming gift, that smartwatch, for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. So I have voided the charge. It sounds like there was a misunderstanding of our terms. I've voided that charge from today, so you should see it void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days. And I'll take a look at the June 7th charge. Now, maybe there was a misunderstanding or an oversight of our terms. I can apply a 50% refund to that charge there, the 6732.
Well, I'm even happy to return this watch. It has not been used or engaged. I just got it when I was offered it because I did the survey. I said, you know, if it's $5, I'll give it to a kid at some point, which it's still sitting in its box. But I mean, ultimately, I just like this whole thing negated entirely.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. Let's see what I can do for you.
And you've been very nice, and she's been very nice. And I have to say, this is the only time I generally don't even have time to do a phone survey. Forget about. But I think I was waiting in an airport, and I said, oh, what's 5 minutes of my time to do a survey?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Well, I apologize for the inconvenience. I've fully refunded the last two charges of $67.32. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no further charges.
I greatly appreciate it, and I thank you very much for your time on a Saturday, and I hate to bother people with. It seems like it's frivolous things, but
no,
I just
you
wanted
were very
to nip
this
in the bud. Thank you. And I mean, I try. I mean, I'm on the receiving end of things as well. It's not a pretty world.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
You have a lovely disposition. I just wanted to say thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.